in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
We're back here at Missouri Western as Northwest Missouri State takes on the University of St. Mary. The Spires come into this basketball game 3-5 overall on the season, 1-1 in the KCAC. Meanwhile, Northwest Missouri State 1-4 overall. They'll get into MIAA play later this week with Northeastern State coming to town on Thursday night. Then Central Oklahoma coming in to Maryville on Saturday evening. Bearcats got that one win over Peru State. Since then, dropped an 83-63 decision at home to Maryville University. Then just last night against Rockhurst, a 62-47 loss there in the Fairfield Inn Thanksgiving Classic from St. Joseph, Missouri. Bearcats got down quite a bit to Rockhurst, couldn't find their way going offensively. Rockhurst opened up a 26-point lead in the fourth quarter, their largest of the day, and went on to win 62-47. Northwest, like I mentioned before, 13 points from Jalen Haggard, nobody else in double digits. And this is a team that had spread the scoring out pretty well across the board. We've seen Tanya Meyer into the weekend averaging 14 points and 10 rebounds. She's also shooting 45% from the field and 41% from three-point range. She just was not able to get things going in that game last night, only had 4 points in that one. And that's something you don't expect to see out of a player like Tanya, who first team all MIAA caliber when you look at what she brings to the table. Macy Williams battled a little bit of an injury early in the season and trying to find her way back into the starting lineup there. She only had 3 points, the junior there from Tabor, Iowa. The Bearcats are getting a little bit more, I think, out of Kehlani Mayava. She's slowly working her way into the lineup, more and more making herself an integral part of this team's lineup, especially as they search for consistent post play. Meyer getting into some foul trouble, not able to stay consistent here early on in the season. Bearcats also not getting a ton out of freshman Mia Stillman. She's only a freshman here out of St. Joseph. Hoping to get more from her as this season goes along. Mele Tupuada, also out of New Mexico Highlands University, a transfer, the same place that Mayava came from. So the Bearcats still trying to find some consistent post play, and Mayava's been able to add a little bit, especially in the defensive end and pulling down some boards here early in the season. So Northwest hoping for a big game out of her as they go up against the St. Mary Spires here. St. Mary comes in with some good ball players of their own. That includes Candy De Los Reyes, returning newcomer of the year for the KCAC. Just last season, De Los Reyes averaged 15 points per game, 4 rebounds per game for St. Mary in her first year with the Spires. A 5'8" senior comes into this end of the weekend averaging 20 points per game, although Missouri Western held her to just 3 last night. We've got more coming up for you here on the Bearcat Radio Network as we get closer to tip-off. Just a reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley have been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company, also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Starting lineups and opening tip are on the way. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. and from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the JL Houston Company.
Just about set for tip-off here from St. Joseph. Northwest take on St. Mary. Bring you the Northwest starters here briefly. Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkie, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, and Maria Dentley are coming out for the Bearcats. On the other side for St. Mary, Rachel Newquist, Ashley Hinkle, who is a St. Joseph native, Candy De Los Reyes, Danielle Cassidy, and Morgan Brummel will be starting for the St. Mary's Spires. St. Mary's comes into the ballgame 3-5 overall on the season. Meanwhile, on the other side, Northwest Missouri State 1-4 as we're getting set for the first game of the Fairfield Inn and Suites Thanksgiving Classic on Saturday afternoon as the Bearcats lost to Rockhurst just last night. Meanwhile, St. Mary's fell to Missouri Western 80-49. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with the opening tip. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on the University of St. Mary. The first game here this Saturday afternoon of the Fairfield Inn and Suites Thanksgiving Classic. Bearcats come out in their black road uniforms, black tops, black shorts, outlined in green, also green numerals, green lettering, as Northwest will come out, go left to right here in the opening quarter. Meanwhile, St. Mary's comes out, white tops, white shorts, with numerals and lettering in navy blue outlined in gold. Bearcats will be the visitors on the scoreboard. St. Mary's comes in as the home team for this second and final day of the Fairfield Inn & Suites Thanksgiving Classic from St. Joseph. Just about set for tip. It will be Rachel Newquist for St. Mary's going up against Maria Dentler, getting the start today for the Bearcats on this opening tip. And here we go, Dentlinger and Newquist. Dentlinger gets that one out to Jalen Haggard, the St. Joseph, Missouri native, walks across midcourt. Bearcats left to right here in the opening quarter, guarded by another St. Joe native in Ashley Hinkle. Left side, Maria Dentlinger looks inside, Tanya Meyer. Meyer goes up right hand, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Hinkle, and pushing the other way is St. Mary. Ahead to De Los Reyes, all the way in, left block goes up. She is stripped by Mallory McAndrews, off De Los Reyes, and the ball heads back to Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats got a good look on the opening possession. Tanya, not Meyer, not able to finish that one, but hopefully continue to go into her in the post throughout this ballgame, guarded by Morgan Brommel early in this one, a native of Lansing, Kansas. Top of the key, it is Meyer. Right side for Mallory McConkie. McConkie dribbles top of the key now. Bounce pass inside for Tanya Meyer. Meyer off the glass, stand good. Bearcats take an early 2-0 lead in this one. Meyer, two possessions. She's had two looks, and the Bearcats have an early lead. 9:13 to play in the first quarter. De Los Reyes, right side, up top for Brummel. Left side for Hinkle. guarded by Jalen Haggard. Back left for Bromwell. She'll drive in, gets baseline. Now to the block, into the paint on Meyer. Goes up off the glass, and she lays it in. 2-2 early on, St. Mary's and Northwest Missouri State here in this Thanksgiving Classic from Missouri Western. Haggard left side for Meyer. Meyer going inside to Maria Dittlinger. Dittlinger out to Mark. No good. Offensive rebound for Meyer. Can't hit it. Goes down on the ground. Picks up another board, but instead this one knocked out of bounds. We're going to stay off St. Mary's. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. 8:38 left to go in the first quarter. 2-2 score. Northwest going left to right in this first quarter. Jalen Haggard will inbound baseline right. Haggard gets it into McConkie, another freshman from Guilford, Missouri. Bounce pass into Tanya Meyer. Right block. Meyer off the glass. It's good. Tanya Meyer active early on in this ballgame. She has 4 points, matching her total from last night. She had 4 points in that loss to Rutgers as the Bearcats fell 62-47. Newquist over the left wing for Hinkle. Guarded by Maria Dentlinger. Hinkle drives in, out to Newquist. Gets up to the left elbow, all the way into the paint. Layup off the glass is good. Newquist, 5 foot 8 inches, able to beat Jalen Haggard, listed at just 5 foot five, to tie this ballgame up at four apiece. 8:06 to play in the first quarter. Haggard left wing for McAndrews. High post now for Dittlinger. Up top, McConkie looks inside to Tanya Meyer. Drives in. 3 seconds in the lane coming up on Tanya Meyer. McConkie had a little bit of a lane. Drove in. But as she got to the hoop, they got the 3 second call on Tanya Meyer. That'll turn the ball over back to St. Mary's. 7:54 to play in the opening quarter. We've got a tie ball game. Ashley Hinkle all the way to the other end. Takes it up. Right hand. Lays it in. The Lafayette High School graduate makes it 6-4 in favor of St. Mary's, their first lead of the ballgame. Haggard brings it down the other way. Hands it off for Haggard, or excuse me, McAndrews on that right wing. Ball tipped away by De Los Reyes. McAndrews gathers it up. They swing it around left side for McConkie. Trying to drive baseline. Gets in, goes up. Layup off the glass is good. Good defense by Danielle Cassidy, but a nice move by McConkie to get in there and a strong finish to tie this one up at 6 apiece. St. Mary's brings it down, forces up a shot. Ball goes out of bounds off McConkie, so it didn't hit the rim. 23 seconds remaining on the shot clock. And the Bearcats' first substitution of the day coming in, it is Kehlani Mayava checking in for Maria Dittlinger. Mentioned before, Mayava comes in, a transfer from New Mexico Highlands University, getting a few more minutes each and every ballgame as she's shown a little bit of consistency there in the post for the Bearcats, something they haven't had much of throughout this ballgame, or throughout this season, excuse me. And Tiani White checks into the ballgame now for St. Mary's as well. De Los Reyes gets it in to Hinkle. Top of the key, guarded by Haggard. 20 on the shot clock. Spires going right to left in this first quarter. Ball game tied up, 6 apiece. Right wing, Hinkle has a screen from Newquist. Trying to drive in, kick out for Brummel. Left side now for De Los Reyes. Gets a screen, steps back, puts up a 3-pointer. That one no good. Rebound comes down to Mayava. She gets it off to McConkie. Now to Haggard, who will walk it up the floor for Northwest. Jalen's a screen to her right. Dribbles back left, gives it off to Tanya Meyer, puts a little 10-footer, a little floater is good. Tanya Meyer, 6 of the Bearcats' first 8 points, 6:42 remaining. It's a Northwest 2-point lead here in this first quarter. Screen to her right for White from Newquist, gets into the paint, puts up a floater of her own, no good. Rebound for Meyer. She outlets off to Haggard, who slows things down. Bearcats start to set up their offense. Left corner for McConkie, gets in. She'll pull for a 10-footer of her own, and McConkie knocks it down. Mallory McConkie, 4 points already in this ballgame. She had more than 1,500 in her career at South Nottoway, all-conference player and all-county player by the Daily Forum, averaging 6.8 points per game for the Bearcats. De Los Reyes gets it, drives in, kick out, corner 3-4, Hinkle, around the rim, no good. Mayava pulls down her second board of the ballgame and gives it off to Haggard. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter, Northwest up by four. 10-6 Cats, Haggard hands it off right side for McConkie. Back to Haggard in the corner. Gets a screen from Mayava. Right back to Mayava on the baseline. Dribbles into the block. Goes up on Newquist. A little bit of contact. Shot no good. Ball tipped out to McAndrews. And she gives off to Meyer. The Bearcats get a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Head coach Buck Shield calling out a new play for his team now. As Haggard guarded by Hinkle. Top of the key. Gets a screen to her left. Gets it back up. Top of the key. Meyer left open for three. She takes it. Knocks it down. Tanya Meyer. A 41% shooter from beyond the arc entering the weekend knocks down her first three-point attempt of the day. The Bearcats up by 7. White driving baseline for St. Mary's. Gets it off to Newquist. She gets in. Shot blocked by Mayava. Mayaba pulls it down, stripped away by Newquist, gives it off for Brommel. She finds a wide-open De Los Reyes in the left block, and the Bearcats turn it over and give up 3 points for St. Mary's. De Los Reyes' first points of the ballgame. She averaged 20.2 coming into the weekend. And makes it a five-point Northwest lead. Haggard screens to her right from Mayaba. Gives it back up top to Meyer. Tanya trying to drive in. Gets into the right block. Tosses it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes. She dribbles off one of her teammates' feet, though. It's picked up by Mayaba. The ball knocked out of bounds, though, as she goes up for a shot over Newquist. So with 26 seconds remaining on the shot clock, the Bearcats will keep possession. 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. It's 13-8 Northwest. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 90-second timeout of our own and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Bearcats, a couple looks coming out of timeout, both off the mark, including shots from Stillman and Tupuata. Instead, it's St. Mary's coming the other way, trailing by 5, 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Here at Tate, top of the key, left side, De Los Reyes, left open for three. That one off to the right, rebound comes down to Mallory McAndrews. On the floor now for the Bearcats out of timeout, it is McAndrews, Macy Williams, Tupuata, Stillman, and Zoe Hayward. Williams left side, top of the key for Stillman, swinging around to the right wing for Hayward. Freshman at 11 with Kansas, gets the ball inside to Tupuata, takes a dribble, skip pass to McAndrews, left open for three, Mallory knocks it down. First shot attempt of the day for McAndrews, and she has three. Had three on 1-of-4 shooting in that loss last night to Rockhurst, so McAndrews starting strong, 1-of-1 early on as the Bearcats up 16-8, largest lead of the day. Hinkle driving baseline, gets inside, and she gets fouled and will go to the free throw line for a pair. Hayward and Williams in the vicinity for that foul. And they're going to get that one on Macy. A 5'7" junior to Tabor, Iowa, getting her first action of the ballgame, picks up that foul. 3:37 to play in the first quarter, 16-8 Northwest lead. First free throw from Ashley Hinkle is good. And McAndrews checks out now for Haggard. Hinkle played her ball here in St. Joseph at Lafayette High School. Pretty successful under head coach Ryan Madison, made her way here to St. Mary's and helped turn this program around. They were just a 2-win program not too long ago. 3 wins back in the first year for head coach Bruce Erickson. Went 3-24 in year 4 just last year, 19-12, so he has brought them a long way. It's the first time, last year was the first time they've been over the 500 mark this century, so they're doing pretty well as Hinkle hits both free throws. 6-point Bearcat leads. Hayward with it on the right wing. Gives it off to Stillman in the corner, trying to force a pass into Tupuata. Gets it. Double team comes over. Ball knocked away from her by Cassidy on the shot. And it is Kira Tate coming up with it for St. Mary's. Hinkle pushing the ball up the floor as St. Mary going right to left here in this first quarter. 3:08 to play. Right side now, Arion Parker. Up top for Kira Tate. Left wing now for Hinkle. Hinkle will step back off a screen and knocks down a 3-pointer. Ashley Hinkle makes a 16-13 deficit here as they're trailing Northwest in the first quarter. Haggard brings it up for the Bearcats. Right side now for Zoe Hayward. Top of the key for Macy Williams. Over to Haggard. starts the drive. Bounce pass off to Tupuata. 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Keani White. And White trying to go coast to coast into the lane. Pulls up a little 8-foot floater, no good. Rebound comes down to Stillman. Now Haggard will slow things down as she washed across midcourt. 2:24 to play here in this first quarter. Haggard takes it right side. Kicks it out for Zoe Hayward. Hayward looking inside of Tupuata. Now gets a screen to her left. Back top of the key, picks up her dribble right side now for Haggard. Guarded by Arion Parker. High post for Mia Stillman. Stillman's shot off to the right. Rebound comes down for Sienna Brown of St. Mary's. And Brown brings up the floor herself. Post player out to Parker. Parker gets it right back inside to Sienna Brown. Suck it, plus the foul coming up for St. Mary's. Tupuata out of position as the nice pass inside for Sienna Brown coming in from Parker. Lays up, takes the contact. Get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Brown, which would tie this ball game up. Brown, a transfer in from Ventura Junior College, native of Burbank, California, going to the line. .157 to go in the opening period. Free throw coming up from Brown. It is good. That'll tie this game up at 16 apiece. Bearcats trying to snap a two-game skid here. Got their first win of the year over Purdue State on November 15th. Came back on November 20th, a 20-point loss to Maryville University. Then just last night to Rockhurst, a 62-47 loss. That's the free throws. Full court pressure here coming up for St. Mary's. Inbound comes into Mallory McConkey on the right sideline. Bring the ball up on Siani White. Bearcats break the pressure, dribbling through traffic, dribbles off her knee, picks it up, bounce pass out to Haggard. High post for Dintlinger, back out to Haggard, she'll put up a quick three-pointer, Jalen knocks it down. Bearcats nearly turned that one over as they're pushing the ball up the floor to beat that press. Instead, Haggard able to get an open three, and she hits it. 19-15 is the Northwest lead. Three-pointer coming from Hinkle, that one around the rim, no good. Tanya Meyer pulls down the board. Inside 90 seconds play in this first quarter. Haggard, a three-pointer on their last possession. Dribbles down left wing. Off to Tanya Meyer. Left open for three. Tanya off to the right. Rebound comes down. Goes out of bounds off of Northwest. McConkey tipped that one out of bounds. So St. Mary's gets it back. 1:13 to play in the first quarter. Daniel Cassidy back into the ballgame. Ashley Hinkle checks out with a minute 10 left to play in the opening period. It is Tiani White. Hands it off for Parker. Gets down to the free throw line. Gives it off to Cassidy. Cassidy hands it off for Brown. Trying to get downhill and drive on Meyer. Picks up her dribble in the lane. Goes up. Tough shot. No good. Rebound bounces around and Meyer able to pick it up. Tiani Meyer having a good first quarter here. Early on in this one, she has 9 points, 5 rebounds. Left side, Haggard with it. Goes left wing now for McConkey. Gets a screen from Meyer, and an offensive foul coming up here on Tanya Meyer. Moved her feet just a little bit, trying to get in front, set that screen for McConkey. That'll be the first personal coming up on Tanya Meyer. 41.2 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 19-15, Northwest Missouri State lead. Spires coming off a tough loss last night to Missouri Western, 80-49, trailed by as much as 44 in that basketball game. Not going away in this one as Keani White brings the ball down the floor. Quick layup. Back within two is St. Mary's. 25 seconds to play. Shot clock is off here in this first quarter. Meyer, right side, driving in on Brown. Looking for a kick out. Goes right side now for McConkey. Guarded by White. Top of the key for Meyer. Gives it off to Macy Williams. Williams goes left. Hands it off for Haggard. Haggard gets the screen from Meyer. Right side now for McConkey. 9 on the game clock. McConkey gets down to the baseline. Inside Tanya Meyer. Shot from the block, no good. Parker pulls down the rebound. 2 on the game clock. Parker pulls up, 3-pointer at the buzzer. Banks in! What a shot from Arion Parker, the 5'1" junior from Grand Valley, Missouri. Gives the Spires a 20-19 lead as we end the first quarter. Heck of a buzzer beater there for St. Mary's to take momentum back from Northwest Missouri State there. But nonetheless, not a bad first quarter from the Bearcats, only trailing by one in this one. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be back with the second quarter here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Well, back at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse for the second quarter here in Northwest Missouri State, taking on St. Mary's in the Fairfield Inn and Suites Thanksgiving Classic. Bearcat men's basketball picked up a win earlier today over Missouri Valley, 83-48. Bearcats now 6-0 on the season. Women's basketball team trying to improve to 2-4 as MIAA play starts up on Thursday. Northeastern State coming into Maryville for a men's and women's doubleheader. 5:30 is the women's tip-off. We'll have a pregame on that one starting at 5:10. St. Mary's ball coming out of the timeout as we start the second quarter. Tiani White pulling up for a three over McConkie and knocks it down. Heck of a first possession to start this second quarter for St. Mary's, taking momentum into the break after Parker hit a buzzer beater to give them the lead heading into this second quarter. Now pass picked off by Parker heading the other way. Tiani White pulls up. She'll take a little 10-foot floater. It's no good. And White rolled her ankle. She hits the ground in pain. Northwest got the rebound, but the official's going to stop play as White in a lot of pain on this one, just about the left wing as she rolled her ankle. And at most, you're hoping it's just an ankle sprain and nothing more than that as the St. Mary's trainers come out and check on her. Tough to see that one. Opposite side of the Northwest Missouri State bench as St. Mary's going right to left here in this second quarter. And we'll go ahead, take a quick timeout, give them some time to check on Wyatt. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
We're back here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, Northwest Missouri State, taking on St. Mary's. In a brief medical time out there, as Tiani White came down, put up a little 10-foot floater in the lane. It was off the mark, and as she came down, it looked like she landed on one of the Northwest Missouri State players' feet, and as she hit that, rolled her ankle and ended up out near the left wing three-point range, rolling around in pain, and that, when you could tell, hurt a lot. Hopefully just a sprain and nothing more than that as far as ligaments and muscle in there go, but we'll see how she is. They helped her over to the bench, taking a look at that. Still in quite a bit of pain. On the floor now for St. Mary's as Northwest trailing in this one by 4. It is Ashley Hinkle, also Danielle Casty, Candy De Los Reyes, Kiera Tate, and Sienna Brown. For the Bearcats, it is Haggard Mayava. Haggard going to pull for a quick three-pointer, and she knocks it down. Mitchell Shears on the floor. She knocks down her second three-pointer here of this ball game as the Bearcats back down by 1, 23-22. De Los Reyes pushing the ball down the floor quickly the other way. She goes up a little bit of contact. She'll go to the free throw line for 2. Some Bearcat fans here just over my left shoulder thinking maybe that should have been a jump ball that time. Bearcats did a good job of checking that one back down to her, but nonetheless, the official's going to see a little bit of body in there, so De Los Reyes goes to the free throw line and hits her first. She has 3 points now, wins the ball game. 78% free throw shooter last year for the Spires. Now, as I was saying before, on the floor now for Northwest, it is Jalen Haggard, Kylie Coleman, Kehlani Mayava, Maria Dittlinger, now Zoe Hayward checking in for McConkie. 9:07 to play in the half. Second free throw from De Los Reyes is good. She has 4 points. It's a 25-22 Spires lead. Haggard bring the ball up the left sideline, guarded by Hinkle. Gets across timeline quickly and slows things down. Get a screen to her right from Mayava. Guarded by Newquist. Just checked in the ballgame for St. Mary's to Hayward. Up top to Dentlinger, now right side for Haggard. Haggard drives in, pull up, jump shot, mid-range is no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Hinkle. Hinkle looking to push up the floor for St. Mary's to De Las Reyes into the right corner. Reyes trying to get the ball inside to Sienna Brown. Good defense there by Dentlinger. They have to swing the ball around now. Left side for Cassie, guarded by Coleman. She gets into the paint. Kick out for Newquist now. Driving in on Mayava. Nice little up and under move. Goes up left hand. No good. Mayava pulls down the rebound once again for the Bearcats. Off to Haggard. Ahead to Kylie Coleman, right wing. Trying to drive in on Cassie. Gives it off to Mayava. And just as Kehlani was starting to drive in there, drug that pivot foot, and she traveled with it. Even despite that turnover there, Bearcats get some good early minutes from Kehlani Mayava. She has 4 rebounds, 1 block, and 1 steal so far. Northwest trailing the Spires 25-22, 8-10 to go here in this second quarter. Ashley Hinkle pulls up, mid-range jumper. She knocks it down. Ashley Hinkle, she has 9 points. And it's a 27-22 Spires lead. Near midcourt, Haggard with it. Screen to her right from Tanya Meyer. Gives it back to Meyer. Left side for Hayward. Right back into a cutting. Tanya Meyer goes up. A lot of contact. Shot no good. Rebound comes down for Newquist. Newquist gives off to Candy De Los Reyes. They do not have numbers. De Los Reyes tries to force one in there. Good defense by Hayward of knocking the ball away. Kylie Coleman dives on the floor for it and gives off to Haggard. Haggard pushing the other way. Tanya Meyer in the left corner for three. It's good. St. Mary's trying to get a little too much ahead of themselves. De Los Reyes lost the ball. She started to go up for the layup, and the Bearcats turned that into 3 points of their own on the other end. It's a 27-25 lead now in favor of St. Mary's. Cassie gives it off to Newquist, guarded by Tanya Meyer to the free throw line. Off to Sina Brown now. Brown gets into the right block, guarded by Amayava. Good defense by Kehlani, and the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Bearcats can tight with a 2, take a lead with the 3. Haggard, guarded by Hinkle. Off to the left for Meyer, the 3-pointer as well. Short rebound comes down to Ashley Hinkle. Hinkle up the left sideline, pushing. St. Mary's, once again, does not have numbers, but she's going to get all the way into the bucket. Hands it off for De Los Reyes. And the layup is good. There is no fear in this St. Mary's team as it is 3-on-2 in favor of the Bearcats on defense there. Hinkle still gets all the way to the block, flips it off to De Los Reyes, who lays it in. It's a 29-25 lead for the Spires. Meyer, right wing for Haggard. Gets it back inside to a cutting. Tanya Meyer goes up. Shot no good. The double team slid over. It was Newquist and Sienna Brown. Loose ball on the floor. We have a jump ball coming up with the possession arrow pointing toward Northwest. They're doing a good job of giving Tanya Meyer opportunities underneath, but they're bringing that double team over and slowing her down as she goes up for those layups from the block. Tanya now 5 of 12 shooting. She has 12 points and 6 rebounds. As McAndrews and Tupois to check in now for Northwest. Brommel back in for St. Mary's as well, and the inbound pass comes into Mallory. McAndrews just can't handle that one and just loses it out of bounds. That's another turnover on the Cats. 6:20 to play here in the second quarter. 29-25 in favor of St. Mary's. Bearcats have turned it over 5 times this half. Brommel, she gets open off the screen for 3. That one no good. Tupuana pulls down the rebound, clears it out, and Jalen Haggard will bring it up. Guarded by Arion Parker. Gives it off to Tanya Meyer. Meyer dribble now finds Tupuana inside, goes up with a shot, no good, but she gets fouled. And we'll see Mele head to the free throw line. Tupuana had 2 points in that loss last night to Rockhurst. Her first 2 points of the season. 5:58 to go here in this first half, excuse me. She cut into the Spires lead, and she knocked down the first free throw attempt. 29-26 is the Spires lead. They're coming up an 80-49 loss to Missouri Western just last night. Second free throw from Mele is good. She has 2 points, and the Bearcats are back down by a pair. 29-27, St. Mary's in front. Hinkle walks across the timeline. Spires going right to left in the second quarter. Tries to hand it off for Cassie. Good defense by Coleman to stop that one. Now left corner for Tate. Kira Tate, 3-pointer around the cylinder and out. Tupuana pulls down another board. Ahead to Haggard. Jalen pushing it the other way. Now she'll slow things down as St. Mary's gets back on defense. Right side to Puata. Looks across court. Now she'll get into the block. Tries to force a pass, a skip pass there. It's tipped and Parker comes up with the steal. Parker heads to the right wing. Gives off to Tate. Now back out left side, Daniel Cassidy. Right side, Parker, guarded by McAndrews. Gets a screen. Drives down to the free throw line, off to Brummel. Brummel into the corner for Kiera Tate. Driving baseline. Goes up. Layup off the glass is good. She beat Kylie Coleman on the bounce. Gets her first 2 points. That's back to a four-point deficit for Northwest. Haggard, guarded by Parker. Screen to her right. Looks for a cutting McAndrews. Now top of the key for Tawny Meyer. Gets the free throw line. Puts up a little floater. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Tupuata with the offensive rebound, but loses control of it. Parker pulls down the steal. And heading the other way is Ashley Hinkle. Once again, Bearcats get back on defense. Hinkle forcing the other way, though. Throws up a tough shot. Hits the glass. Hits the rebound. Falls down to Tupuata. Northwest bringing the ball up the floor now. It is Haggard. Mele Tupuata. Quite a few early rebounds, getting her first minutes of the ballgame now. McAndrews left corner, top of the key, Tawny Meyer left open for three. Tanya, that one way off the mark, long rebound out to Haggard, right corner. Jalen to Tupuata, bounce pass inside, Tawny Meyer, she goes up, and Tanya will hit that one. 14 first half points. Northwest trailing by two, Brummel left open for three. Then she'll go left side for Parker, gets a screen. Parker trying to drive on Tawny Meyer. Gets into the paint. Now kick out for Kiera Tate. Tate wants a three-pointer. That one well short. Tupuata pulls down another rebound. Her fifth of this first half, 31-29 Northwest. Can tie this one up on this possession. Haggard dribbling left side, and she gets a screen from Tupuata, and they're going to say that is a moving screen and an offensive foul on Nele. One team foul apiece here in the second quarter for St. Mary's and Northwest. Bearcats trailing by two. Timeout on the floor. We'll take this 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
It's St. Mary's ball out of the timeout. Pass inside to De Los Reyes. It is mishandled, and as she reaches for the ball, is laying on the baseline. Turnover on St. Mary's. It goes back to Northwest. 31-29 is the Spires' lead. A little bit of man-to-man pressure. Arion Parker just trying to deny Haggard the ball. So McAndrews brings the ball up the floor, picks up her dribble, gets it out to Haggard, guarded tightly by Parker near midcourt. Haggard screens to her right, has a little bit of open lane, goes in. Nice move, layup over Kiera Tate. They were denying Haggard the ball that possession. She comes down the floor and forces her way in and gets a tough layup over Kiera Tate. 8 first half points now for Jalen Haggard. De Los Reyes trying to answer on the other end. Tough layup, tightly contested there by McAndrews. And my rebound comes down to Stillman. We have a tie ball game, 31 apiece. Bearcats chance to take the lead. Between the circles, McAndrews. Left side now, Kylie Coleman, guarded by De Los Reyes. Inside to Tawny Meyer, working hard inside against Kiera Tate. Shot no good. Loose ball, rebound comes down by Candy. De Los Reyes brings it down the floor. They slow things down just a little bit. Top of the key, Parker. Looking for a backdoor cutter, now left side for Tate. Back to Parker, guarded by Kylie Coleman. Gets into the left block, goes up, Shot blocked by Kylie Coleman. Goes out of bounds. It will stay here with St. Mary's. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. 2:39 to play in the first half. St. Mary's hitting a lot of shots early on. They've started to go cold, though. For the game, they're 12 of 30 from the field. Northwest 12 of 29. As Hinkle inbounds it deep top of the key for Sienna Brown. Gets the ball in for right side Carly Bohanna getting her first minutes. Back to Brown. Top of the key now for De Los Reyes. Guarded by McAnders, drives in. Double team comes over as Stillman helps out. We have a foul coming up on the Bearcats with 2:26 to go here in this first half. And while we have a break in the action, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First free throw from De Los Reyes is good. 2:26 to play here in this first half. Second one's good as well. Makes it a 33-31 lead in favor of St. Mary's. Haggard walks up left sideline, back across to the right side, looking for a cutting Kylie Coleman. Back is a screen to her left from Tanya Meyer. Left wing, now we're McAnders, left open from three. That one comes up short. Rebound comes down to Bohannon. Outlets off to Ashley Hinkle. Hinkle looking up the floor, trying to push it for St. Mary's. Now back to that right side near the northwest bench. And they'll set up an offense. Hands it off now for Tiani White. Left the ball game there briefly with an ankle injury. Back in. Good to see. And now De Los Reyes with the ball stolen away from her by Stillman. Getting a little careless with it. Stillman comes up with the steal. Out to Haggard. Haggard ahead to McAnders. Three-pointer in transition. No good. Rebound comes down for Brown. Ball knocked away by Meyer. The kick out for Carly Coleman. Coleman can't get the three-pointer, but Tanya Meyer right there to clean it up for Northwest. St. Mary's just getting a little careless with that basketball. The Bearcats make them pay. Meyer's layup makes it 33 apiece with less than a minute 30 to go here in this first half. Johnny White hands it off for De Los Reyes to the free throw line, hands it off for Bohannon. Little weave action here for St. Mary's. Brown gets it going downhill, gets fought from behind, misses the layup, but she'll go to the free throw line for two. And Sienna Brown hits to the free throw line. Minute 17 to go here in this first half. Game knotted up at 33 piece as Brown hits the free throw line. She knocks down the first. Two for two from the free throw line so far on the night is Brown. As Bohannon heads to the free throw line and checking back in is Rachel Newquist. Next free throw on the way from the 6 foot junior. No good. Rebound comes down to Mia Stillman. Outlets off to Jalen Haggard. She'll slow things down with a minute 10 to go in the first half. Haggard walks across midcourt, screen to her right. Top of the key for Tawny Meyer. Meyer left side, Kylie Coleman has a lane, drives in, left hand layup, Coleman no good. Rebound comes down to Stillman, tries to put it right back up, but she gets fouled from behind. Smart move by Stillman to go right back up after she came down with that rebound, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul was coming regardless, but if she had hesitated, stayed on the ground before going up with that shot, the Bearcats would just be inbounding instead of a couple free throws coming up. First free throw from Stillman is good. That ties things up at 34 apiece with 1 minute to go in the first half. Stillman getting set for her second free throw, and she knocks it down. Hadn't shot a free throw yet coming into this weekend, but hits the pair there. And Northwest back in front, 35-34. Final minute of this second quarter. Hinkle up top, De Los Reyes left open briefly for three. Shot off to the left. Rebound comes down to Coleman. Bearcats a chance for a two-for-one if they get a quick attempt here. Coleman gets the ball, and she dribbles off her foot, and it goes abound and turns it over for St. Mary's. Looked like she was looking to go in and driving, trying to get a quick bucket there. Had a lane, but dribbled off her foot out of bounds. Bearcats have turned it over 10 times in this first half, only six for St. Mary's. Johnny White walks across midcourt, 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. White starting to drive on Coleman, pulls it out, little 15-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Newquist, going right back up. She gets bumped, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Four Bearcats around Newquist as she went up for that one. And they got Coleman for that foul. So Rachel Newquist heads to the free throw line. 5'8" sophomore from Muskota, Kansas, a transfer from Fort Scott Junior College. First free throw on the way, rattles around, no good. a 50% free throw shooter entering the weekend. Misses that one. A couple subs for each team on the floor now for Northwest in this final 22 seconds. It's McConkie, McAndrews, Stillman, Coleman, and Haggard. On the other side for St. Mary's, it is Hinkle, White, Newquist, Brown, and De Los Reyes. Second free throw, rattles home. Newquist makes it to make it 35-35. Brown checks out of the ballgame here. Tate comes in for his final 22 seconds of the first half. Haggard brings up for Northwest. Left side for McAndrews. They try to come over with a double team into the corner for Stillman. Stillman thinks she has Kylie Coleman on the other end. Instead, fires that one way out of bounds. Coleman was flashing to the middle of the floor in this zone. Stillman thought she was staying home on that right wing, and she fired a skip pass that sailed into the first row of the bleachers. 9 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hinkle ahead to Newquist. Left side for Tate. Tate up top. De Los Reyes, 3 seconds to go. Elbow, jump shot, short. Rebound comes down to Haggard, and she'll dribble this one out. 35-35 is our score at the end of the first half. Northwest Missouri State and St. Mary's in a dogfight here in the Fairfield Inn & Suites Thanksgiving Classic from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. We'll go ahead and take a timeout and get going with our halftime activity as you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Hey, welcome back into the MWSU Fieldhouse. Northwest Missouri State and St. Mary's tied up at 35 apiece at halftime of this Thanksgiving Classic. Bearcats got rolling in this Thanksgiving Classic. On Friday, they fell to Rockhurst 62-47. Northwest now battling it out with the University of St. Mary, knotted up at 35 apiece. Bearcats open up conference play on next Thursday against Northeastern State. That ball game will be at home, and then on Saturday against Central Oklahoma. Both those teams playing well in non-con. 3-1 overall is Northeastern State. Central Oklahoma 5-0. So the Bearcats, a couple tough ball games coming up, but hoping to pick up some momentum here and then carry that in against Northeastern, beat the Riverhawks, beat the Broncos, and that would be a great way to start conference things, because after you take on those two teams at home, the Bearcats go on the road against Missouri Western December 6th, and they will not be home again until January 11th against Central Missouri. So that is six consecutive road games from December 6th all the way through until we get almost to mid-January. So Northwest hoping to cap things with the non-con with a good win against St. Mary's and then carry that in to the conference season against Northeastern and Central Oklahoma and beyond. Taking a look at our first half stats, Northwest Missouri State led by Tawny Meyer, 16 points and 7 rebounds. She was 7 of 17 shooting overall. A lot of shots up in that first half, but your best player, your best offensive threat, she was getting some open looks from three-point range, also in the block, so you expect her to continue to shoot those. And credit St. Mary of bringing over a double team when she did get the ball on the block and making it difficult for her, but as long as Tawny's getting the ball in the paint, you want her to keep putting up those shots, and she has 16 points at the break right now. Second leading scorer for Northwest, they're getting 8 out of Jalen Haggard, 3 of 4 shooting overall, 2 of 2 from three-point range. She also has 2 rebounds in the basketball game, 2 assists, only turned the ball over once, so you got to like what you're seeing out of your point guard there if you're Northwest head coach Buck Scheel. That's a player that I think he's very impressed with how she's handled the composure, coming in and playing at the Division II level, not turning the ball over at a ridiculous rate, which that was one thing Northwest struggled with a lot last year and a little bit early in this season is turnovers in ball games. Their point guard's taking better care of the ball. You're getting better possessions because she's keeping track of it there for you. So the Bearcats hoping that continues as they reach conference play. But early on, pretty good start for Jalen Haggard, and they're trying to keep the ball out of her hands, bringing the ball before. Not working out. She is getting it and running this Northwest offense pretty well. Bearcats also getting 4 points out of Mallory McConkie, 3 points out of Mallory McAndrews, and 2 points apiece from Mele Tupuata and Mia Stillman. So offense, not too much going on behind Tawny Meyer and Jalen Haggard. Bearcats are getting good, I think, bench contributions from Tupuata and Kehlani Mayava. Mayava came in off the bench, played 7 minutes, picked up 4 rebounds for the Bearcats, also blocked a pair of shots, came up with a steal there too, so they're getting good minutes from her off the bench. And Tupuata also coming in. She has 2 points, 5 rebounds, has an assist there too, so they're getting good defense, and those two players are helping Northwest shut down those St. Mary's possessions and pull down those rebounds, give it out to Haggard, let her go through and run the offense. So good minutes early, not a ton of offense coming from those two players transferring in from New Mexico Highlands University just yet, but they're getting good defense, good rebounding out of those two players. On the other side for St. Mary's, they're being led 9 points from Ashley Hinkle on 3 of 6 shooting, 8 points from Candy De Los Reyes, also 5 points coming from Tiani White, 3 points from Arion Parker, 3 points from Sienna Brown, and 3 points from Rachel Newquist, also 2 points apiece for Morgan Brommel and Kiera Tate. Bearcats overall in that first half shot 38.2% from the field, also 50% from three-point range. On the other side for St. Mary, 36.4% from the field and 3 of 11 from three-point range. Bearcats also 4 of 4 at the free throw line. St. Mary's is 8 of 10. Now also going on here throughout the conference, quite a few MIAA games as everybody wrapping up the non-conference slate now before diving into some conference games a little later on this week. Emporia State, they lost earlier today to Shippensburg University, that one being played in San Juan, Puerto Rico, another one of those classics going on this weekend, 88-81 loss for Emporia State. Lincoln falls to UMSL 68-47. Looks like Northwest tied at halftime in this one, 35 apiece. Truman State and Washburn, a 19-12 lead for Truman State over Washburn at halftime, and then looks like the rest of the conference will be playing a little later on this afternoon as well. And Northwest Missouri State men's basketball, they pick up a 83-48 win over Missouri Valley today. Justin Fitz, 21 points to go along, 4 assists and 3 rebounds. Bearcats also getting 10 points from Joey Wittes in that win earlier today as well. So the Bearcat men already 1-0 today. Northwest women hoping to do the same as well. And around the MIAA, it's brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with more for you here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And we're back out at Missouri Western, the Thanksgiving Classic, Northwest Missouri State, taking on St. Mary. 35-35 is our score here at halftime. Bearcats led in that first half. Jalen Haggard, 8 points, 16 points coming from Tanya Meyer. As I mentioned before, after this one wraps up, the Bearcats will be back home for a pair. Thursday night, taking on Northeastern State. That is a 5:30 tip-off to start conference play. We'll have that on the Bearcat Radio Network at 5:10. That game followed by the men's basketball game, Bearcats and Riverhawks. And then on Saturday, Northwest taking on Central Oklahoma, 1:30 tip-off for the women, 1:10 pregame. The men's game will follow that one as well. Northwest Missouri State, 1-4 overall on this season, trying to snap a skid that included a loss to Maryville University by 20, and then a 62-47 loss just last night to Rockhurst. Now, Bearcats have been plagued by turnovers throughout this season. They ended up with 11 there in that first half. On the other side for St. Mary, they only gave the ball away 6 times. Hope the Bearcats might be able to pick up a little bit more pressure defensively. Against St. Mary's last night, the Spires turned the ball over 27 times to the Griffins en route to an 80-49 loss. If Northwest can pick up that tempo defensively and force a few more of those turnovers. We saw near the end of the half, St. Mary's tries to push the ball so much that gets a little out of sorts at times, and that results in them turning the ball over on their own, a few unforced errors, if you will. The Bearcats can take those unforced ones and maybe put a little more pressure on and find a way to get the ball out on their own. It'll be a much better position in Northwest as they try to cut down on their own turnovers. The Bearcats led by Tupuato, who came in, gave them good minutes off the bench, but she had 3 turnovers in 6 minutes for the Bearcats, so one thing to watch there is Northwest continues on and hoping to get this win and improve to 2-4 on the season before we dive into conference play. Also, congratulations has to go out to the Maryville Spoofhounds as they go out and they get a win over, well, of course, now I have to go through and find it here. The Spoofhounds pick up a Class 3 state championship with a win over Mount Vernon, 47-9. This is a Spoofhound team that lost a couple games in the regular season. I think people started doubting them, but they came out. Got a big win today, so congrats to the Spoofhounds, a 47-9 state champion over Mount Vernon. We're going to take a break. When we return, we'll have the second half of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Well, St. Mary ball to start this second half of action. Mallory McConkey blocks a shot of Candy De Las Reyes. Bearcats pushing the other way, right to left here in this third quarter. 35-35 is our score. Bearcats trying to get their second win of the season. Haggard into the paint, kick out to McConkey, but she traveled. Went with that jump stop and took an extra step, and that will be turnover number 12 on the Bearcats as we get this second half rolling. On the floor for St. Mary's, it is Hinkle. Brommel, who she finds backdoor cuts, misses a shot. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. De Las Reyes, Newquist, and Cassidy for the Bearcats. Haggard, Meyer, Dittlinger, McAndrews, and McConkey. McAndrews with it, right wing, gets a screen, dribbles to her left, pulls up, jump shot no good. Brommel pulls down the rebound, and St. Mary's coming back the other way. Hinkle controlling the point. Left side for Cassidy. Left open for three. Little head and shoulder fake. Starts to drive, but she walked with it. As she drives that pivot foot, she will give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State. Over a minute into this first of this third quarter, still no points for either squad. 35-35 is our score. McConkey with it. Right wing has a screen from Bentlinger. Few dribbles, looks for cutting Dittlinger, picks up her dribble at the right elbow, inside now for Maria, goes up, right hand, no good, rebound comes down to Newquist. St. Mary's pushing the other way, cross court pass for Cassidy, she can't handle that one, a little bit behind her, goes out of bounds, and St. Mary's will turn it over once again. I mentioned they get going up tempo and sometimes get ahead of themselves and will just give the ball away, and that a classic example as Hinkle fired that one well behind Cassidy on the break. Still not it up, 35 apiece. Haggard brings it up for Northwest. Goes right wing, gets it into the corner for McAndrews. Looks inside, Tanya Meyer now gets a screen. Up top between the circles, it's McConkey. Hands it off to Haggard. Haggard dribbles back left, tries to flip it up for Dittlinger. The pass tipped in. Coming the other way is Cassidy. Another turnover on the Bearcats. Cassidy into the lane, throws up a floater, and she gets called for the offensive foul. The charge taken there by Mallory McAndrews, and McAndrews held her ground, took the contact, and her head hit the floor as she went down, so she's slow to get up, but now heading to the bench. Macy Williams checks in for it. Great hustle play by McAndrews to get down the floor, set her feet, and take that charge. Now she heads over and sits by the trainer and kind of rubs the back of her head. Hope McAndrews is okay there, and see her later in the ballgame. Macy Williams into the game for Northwest. Gets it into the left wing. Up top for Dittlinger. Looks inside, fires it in for Tanya Meyer. Pass tipped by Cassidy, and Brommel comes down with the steal. St. Mary's pushing the other way. Ahead to Cassidy. All the way in. Left block goes up. A lot of contact, and a foul coming up on Dittlinger. That was 1-2 where Cassidy is essentially out of her element there. She was way ahead of herself, kind of lowered her shoulder. If Dillinger would have just set her feet, she could have taken that charge and got the ball back for Northwest once again. Instead, she kept sliding her feet, jumped, and got called for the body foul. So, Danielle Cassidy, first free throw, hits the front of the rim, no good. So despite that offensive foul, what could have been an offensive foul, Cassidy goes to the free throw and misses her first free throw. The second one is up, and it's good. First points of the second half for either team, makes it a 36-35 lead in favor of St. Mary's. As Brommel and Cassidy head to the bench, we see Sienna Brown as well as Tiani White check in for St. Mary's. White guarding Haggard as she walks across the midcourt stripe, kicks it out for McConkie. Head fake, gets into the elbow, pulls up, jump shot over Hinkle, no good. Offensive board for Dentlinger, hands it off now, left wing. McConkie back out to Williams, right side for Haggard. Haggard looks inside for Tunnymeyer. Meyer working hard against Newquist, gets that ball on the right block, goes up, little fadeaway floater there. That one doesn't hit anything. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes, and she'll bring it up for St. Mary's. Left sideline in front of the bench for Hinkle to White. White open for three, and she knocked it down. Tiani White, 8 points here in the ball game. It's a 39-35 lead in favor of St. Mary's. Haggard walking it up here in front of Media Row. Picks up her dribble near midcourt. Cross-court pass to McConkie. Top of the key for Macy Williams, guarded by De Los Reyes. Screen to her right from Dentlinger. Now left side for Haggard to Meyer in the corner. Back up top, they swing it around Macy Williams. 7 on the shot clock, guarded by De Los Reyes. Drives in all the way right. Hand layup off the glass is good. Nice take by Macy Williams with the shot clock winding down. Macy's first points of the ball game, but not to be denied. St. Mary's pushes back the other way, and Tiani White with a layup in transition. After the Northwest make the Spires come get one of their own, 41-37 is the Spires' lead. Haggard starts to drive right side. Gives it off for Macy Williams, driving baseline. Skip pass over to Dentlinger, out to McConkie. Three-pointer off to the right. Rebound comes down to Newquist. She'll give it off to Tiani White, and St. Mary's pushing once again. Spires very up-tempo. Gives it off to Sienna Brown. Gets into the paint. Pulls up a little 8-foot jump shot. No good. Came to De Los Reyes there to finish. The putback for De Los Reyes puts her in double digits. 10 points now for Candy, and Northwest needs a timeout. Head coach Buck Shield needs to slow things down for his team as they are down now by 6. 43-37 our score, 5:54 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Well, St. Mary's, 6 turnovers in the first half alone. They have 3 in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. 3 turnovers, but they've come out. They've hit 3 of 6 as shots. Northwest only 1 of 6. The Bearcats find themselves back down by 6. Inbound comes into Jalen Haggard, guarded by White. Brings it up to the right wing. She's going to take it all the way in. Right block. It's a shot blocked by Sienna Brown, but a foul called on Brown. Might have got a little hand there as Haggard went up for that layup. So Jalen will go to the free throw line, a 70% free throw shooter on the season heading into the weekend. She has 8 points in the game. Bearcats just 2 so far in this third quarter. And the first free throw is too strong. Jalen played her high school basketball here in St. Joseph. Second leading scorer all time in Central High School history with more than 1,300 points. Knocks down her second free throw. She has 9. The Bearcats down 43-38. Hinkle walks across midcourt. Left wing for Tiani White, guarded by Zoe Hayward, getting her first action of the third quarter. Up top, for Kiara Tate. Right side now for Hinkle. Takes a screen. Now they switch McConkie on two up top to Brown. Brown has an opening. Gets into the paint. Little pull-up jumper. Gets that one to fall down. Tina Brown extends it back to a seven-point lead. Bearcats trailing the Spires. Going right to left here in this third quarter. Haggard pull-up three-pointer. Too strong off the back of the rim. McConkie swats the ball out and gets that long offensive rebound. Hands it off now. Macy Williams right in front of the Bearcat bench. Dribbling right, nearly loses it. McConkie scoops up the loose ball between the circles. Hayward, left side now for Haggard. Gets the ball inside to Meyer, working on Tate. Goes up off the glass. It's good. Working on the smaller Kiara Tate, and Meyer able to finish that one. Cats down five. 4:48 to go in this third quarter. Top of key, it's Hinkle. Trying to work on Haggard. Hands it off now for Kiara Tate. That is White. And White pulls up on the mid-range jumper over Hayward and knocks it down. Chiani White, 12 points in the ballgame, a 7-point lead for the Spires. As Haggard brings it up, hands it off on the right wing for McConkie. Top of the key, Hayward looks inside for Meyer. Just working hard in there. This third quarter trying to get possessions inside McConkie. McConkie fires a pass inside for Meyer. Tipped out of bounds by Kiara Tate. And the ball will stay with Northwest. 12 seconds to play on the shot clock. And with that dead ball, media timeout on the floor. Bearcats trailing the Spires by 7. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Out of the timeout, Meyer with an open look on a layup. She misses. Sienna Brown comes down with the rebound, pushes the whole floor and lays it in. The post player does. On the other end, Northwest. Shot no good. Hinkle pushing the other way. Trying to get a fast break going for St. Mary's. Pulls it out. Now finds a cutting ground. Goes up off the glass. No good. Rebound bounces around. And Tawny Meyer able to pull it down. Now a 9-point lead for the Spires. As once that ball goes through the hoop or deflects off for a rebound, St. Mary's grabs it and they get up the floor in a hurry. 15 on the shot clock for the Cats. Zoe Hayward drives in, right block, off the glass, no good. Offensive board for Meyer, and she pulls it down. They're going to get a jump ball coming up, though, and possession arrow pointing back toward Northwest. Meyer working hard, 2-3 jerseys in white underneath, and she is fighting with them, nearly pulling down every board that comes down. And not having trouble boxing her out. Stillman now checks in for Meyer, gets a quick breather. Inbound comes into McConkie, top of the key, Haggard. Dribbles down to the elbow. Back out to McConkie. Drives in. Baseline goes up. She gets bumped and fouled by Sienna Brown on the shot attempt. So McConkie to the free throw line. Chance to cut into this 9-point deficit. And while we have a second, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First free throw from McConkie is good. Makes the 49-41 Spires lead. Mallory, 5 points in the ballgame. Second free throw on the way. Entered the weekend as a 50% free throw shooter. Second one, rattles around and out. Stillman with the offensive board gets it out to McConkie. Now out near midcourt for Jalen Haggard, guarded by Tiani White. Dribbles over right wing. Bounce pass to a cutting Kylie Coleman. Coleman skip ass out to McConkey to Hayward for three. No good. That one a little bit strong. Offensive rebound comes down for Stillman. They're going to say a foul, though, coming up on Northwest on that rebound. They're going to get McConkey. Looks like a good job by Stillman getting position inside. It was sandwiched by St. Mary's defenders, but on the very outside, it was McConkey fighting for that one. They got her with a push from behind. So with 2:56 to play here in the third quarter, it's a 49-41 lead still for St. Mary. As Sienna Brown got a quick break, checks back in now for Rachel Newquist. Can't tell if she got popped in the mouth with that rebound, but she'll head to the bench. And Ashley Hinkle will bring it up for St. Mary. Between the circles for Kiara Tate, right side now for Candy De La Crosse. Up top for Hinkle. De Los Reyes into the paint. Kick out for Hinkle. She'll take a three-pointer. It's good. Ashley Hinkle having herself a day. Averages 12 points per game. She has 12 points in the third quarter. 2.5 minutes to play in this period. Bearcats find themselves down by 11. Largest deficit of the day. Kylie Coleman. Top of the key. Right side for McConkey. Looks inside. Drives on Hinkle. And they're going to get Hinkle for a hand check. 14 fouls now on the Spires, so one more. The Bearcats will shoot free throws. Northwest only two team fouls, so really no trouble there. As Haggard inbounds baseline right, gets it into McConkey, drives in, guarded by Brown. Shot off the backboard, roll around the rim, and it's good. Good possession there for the Cats, and Mallory McConkey to cut the deficit to 9. Hinkle, guarded by Haggard, top of the key. Trying to cross her over, kick out now for Tate. Driving in, to the paint, goes up, but she's fouled from behind by Mia Stillman. And we will see Kiara Tate head back to the free throw line. 5'8" senior from Marietta, California. Transfer from Kilgore Junior College. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Stillman and Coleman check out. McAndrews and Meyer back into the ballgame for Northwest, finding themselves down by 9. Inside 2 minutes to play in the third period. Second free throw from Tate is good. Now a 10-point lead for the Spires. Bearcats shooting 34% for the game. 3 of 13 here in the third quarter. Haggard near midcourt, barking out signals for the Bearcats. Left side now, Zoe Hayward looks into the corner. Gets it over to McAndrews. Defense closes out quickly. Back up top for Hayward. Right side for McConkey. And the ball stolen away by De Los Reyes. Pushing the other way. 3-on-2 in favor of St. Mary's. De Los Reyes going all the way by herself. Bumped and fouled by Hayward. It looks like De Los Reyes will head to the free throw line for a pair. After running up and down the floor, turned the ball over quite a few times, taking some air shots late in the first half. Hit a few, though, here in this third quarter. This up-and-down game looks like they're getting into Northwest, maybe tiring them out a little bit, and it's resulting in quite a few more fouls and free throws. But that first free throw from De Los Reyes around the rim, no good. Macy Williams into the ballgame now for Zoe Hayward. Nobody in foul trouble for the Bearcats. 2-on-2 Pallotta, 2-on Stillman, but other than that, everybody else was just 1. As a second free throw from De Los Reyes is good. 11-point deficit for Northwest. Arion Parker checks back in the ballgame. The 5'1" junior, Garden Haggard. Playing that tight defense. She's quick. They get the ball right side now for McConkey. Gets a screen from Tanya Meyer up top. Right side Haggard left open for three. Jalen knocks it down. The Bearcats needed that one. Credit McConkey with the assist. 54-46. Bearcats back within single digits. Hinkle working on Haggard, drives in, left hand layup, no good. Meyer pulls down the board. Bearcats trying to find momentum as Haggard brings it up the floor quickly, out to McAndrews. He's open for three, in transition, too strong. Rebound comes down to Brown. Man, that would have been huge, a chance to cut that down to a 5-point game with that transition three. Instead, St. Mary's pushing the other way. Up top is Parker, looking inside for Tate. National dribble right, give off to De Los Reyes, gets downhill, goes in, takes the contact, and will go to the free throw line once again. 41.3 seconds left in this third quarter as Haley Haggard picks up her first personal foul. De Los Reyes, the main culprit, we'll see it from Sienna Brown as well, and quite a few others. They try to get downhill, get into the paint, and find a way to take contact. It's worked out quite a bit in this third quarter as De Los Reyes makes that free throw. She has 12 points in the ballgame. Second free throw on the way is good. In this third quarter, St. Mary's has taken 8 free throw attempts. They've also hit 7 of 12 of their shots from the field as well. But doing a good job of getting to the free throw line here in this quarter. A little man-to-man full court pressure. Parker going against Macy Williams. Williams behind the back dribble. Gets out, crossover again near midcourt. And breaks the pressure. Gives the ball off left side for Haggard. Had a quick look from 3. Gets a screen from Tanya Meyer. Tries to get it back inside. Inside, right side to Macy Williams. Back to Tanya, who lays it in. Tanya with the layup. She is up to 20 points and 11 rebounds. Another double-double for Tanya. 12 seconds to go in this third period. Bearcats down 8. Hinkle near midcourt. Right side in front of the scorer's table. Top the key now for Tate. Left side for Parker. 5 on the game clock. Up top, De Los Reyes gets in. Out to Parker. Pump fake on a 3-point attempt. Gets into the paint. Her shot comes well after the buzzer. So the third quarter comes to a close with Northwest trailing St. Mary 56-48. The Bearcats need to come back in this one, this Thanksgiving Classic from Missouri Western. We'll take a minute timeout and be back with more from Missouri Western.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Well, this fourth quarter, Northwest trailing 56-48 to the St. Mary's Spires. Bearcats 1-4 on the season. That one win coming against Peru State, a home win, 84-69. They've dropped 2 straight, trying to get back on the right track before conference play starts on Thursday at home. St. Mary's ball going left to right here to start this fourth quarter. Bohannon inbounds to Hinkle, walks across midcourt for the Spires. Guarded by McAndrews, hands it off right side, De Los Reyes. Left side now for Parker, guarded by Macy Williams. Full jab step, now dribbles left, back up top for Kier Tate. Tate drives in, shot blocked by Mallory McConkie. And they might have got a foul coming up here on Northwest. No, I can stay out of bounds off the Bearcats instead. More Bearcat friends, Ryan Minley joins us courtside for this one. Former KQ2 sports director. Inbound comes into De Los Reyes. Her shot blocked, but a foul coming up on Northwest. 8 free throw attempts in that third quarter for St. Mary's, and they're going to head back quite a few times here in this fourth quarter as well. 20 seconds in, De Los Reyes head to the charity stripe. St. Mary's leading scorer coming into the weekend, 20 points per ball game. She has 13 so far in this one. They get 14 with that free throw. Transferred in from a junior college out of California along with her sister Crystal De Los Reyes. Not getting any playing times quite yet today as Candy hits both free throws. And Brown and White come back into the ballgame for St. Mary's. 58-48 is the St. Mary's lead. Bearcats trailing by 10, 9:35 to go in the ballgame. Haggard walks across midcourt, right side now for Mallory McConkie. Looks inside, gets it into Tawny Meyer. Goes up with the shot. It's good as Kiera Tate hits the deck. I think Meyer looked up looking for a foul. They didn't give it to her, so she went ahead and laid it in. Tawny with 22 in the ballgame. Hinkle worked on McAndrews into the left block. Goes up, left-hand layup is good. Ashley Hinkle right there with the answer for St. Mary's. Back to a 10-point lead for the Spires. Mind you, they lost last night to Missouri Western 80-49, playing much better today against the Bearcats. McConkie, left wing. Gets into the paint, Kicks it out for Macy Williams. Little head and shoulder fake. Drives in. Pulls up. 50-foot jump shot. No good. De Los Reyes pulls down the rebound and gets to Hinkle. Hinkle pushing it away for St. Mary. Skip pass out to White. White starts to drive. She'll throw a skip pass on the right wing. De Los Reyes for three. Air ball. Tate with the offensive board. Loose ball now. Williams picks it up. Gives it off to Haggard. And Jalen Haggard pushing the other way for Northwest. Ahead to McAnders, left wing. Right back to Haggard between the circles. Started by De Los Reyes. The Bearcats slow it down, get into their offense now. Between the circles, right side for McConkey. Ball tipped away by Tate. McAnders comes up with it just at the half-court stripe. Right back to McAnders, right side. Gives off to Macy Williams. Williams flips it inside. Tony Meyer goes up. Meyer around the rim and good. More paint touches in this ball game for Tony Meyer than we've seen throughout the season. As she's up to 24 points. Bearcats within 8, with 8 minutes to go in the ball game. It is Tiani White, left wing, guarded by Macy Williams. Puts it inside for Sienna Brown. The ball stolen away by Tanya Meyer. Meyer off to Macy Williams. Williams to Meyer, right wing. She'll sit up, take the three-pointer. It's good. Tanya Meyer single-handedly keeping Northwest Missouri State in this ballgame. The St. Mary's needs a timeout, 60-55. Bearcats back within 5. We'll go ahead and take this timeout with them, a 90-second timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
St. Mary's ball going left to right as they get that timeout. Bearcats cut this deficit to 5. Trailing by as many as 11 as De Los Reyes with it left wing up top for Kier Tate. Takes a couple dribbles. Hands off now for White. Top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. St. Mary's take my time this time. Pass inside to Tate. Work on Tony Meyer. Picks up her dribble. Right block. Shot no good. De Los Reyes goes up. It's stripped away. And a shot clock violation coming up on St. Mary's. Good defensive possession there for Northwest Missouri State, making them work in the paint. Shot attempt did not clip the rebound. So we get the shot clock violation there on St. Mary's. Northwest chance to make this a one-possession ball game. Trailing 60-55, 7:05 to go in the game. Haggard, guarded by Tiani White, crosses midcourt, left wing now for Macy Williams, guarded by De Los Reyes. Left side for Meyer, had to look from three. Instead, a couple dribbles, they swing it around right side into the corner for McConkey, driving baseline, skip pass out to McAndrews, open for three, yes! Mallory McAndrews makes a two-point deficit. Just her second bucket of the ball game, but that is a big one, 60-58. Hinkle brings it down for St. Mary's. She'll pull up, take a three from the right wing of her own, and she answers once again. What a night for Ashley Hinkle. She has 17. The St. Joe native extends it back to a five-point deficit for the Bearcats. As Williams has a pass go right through her hands on the left wing. A good dish there by Haggard. That one slips through with the turnover on the Bearcats. Spires a chance to extend this lead back to three possessions after that one. Bearcats have turned it over 16 times in this game. Hinkle walks across midcourt. St. Mary's taking a little bit more time now later in the ballgame. They've been up-tempo throughout much of it. Now we have an offensive foul coming up away from the ball. This one's going to come on Sienna Brown. A little bit of push on Tanya Meyer underneath the bucket as she was trying to get position. And that is personal foul number 3 on Sienna Brown. Pretty good post player for this St. Mary squad. 6:09 to play in the ballgame on the floor for the Bearcats, going right to left in this fourth quarter. It is Haggard, McConkey, McAndrews, Dittlinger, and Macy Williams. Haggard brings it up the floor, right wing now for McAndrews. No look there, so she goes up top for McConkey. McConkey trying to find a cutting Macy Williams. She floats it over her head out of bounds. Turnover number 17 on the Cats. McConkey trying to find a cutting Macy Williams and floated that one up, and it flew right over the top of Macy Williams, who listed just 5 feet 7 inches. 5:45 to go in the game. White with it. Hands it off to De Los Reyes. Trying to cross up. Haggard loses control of the ball. Macy Williams comes in there for the steal from behind, and she gets called for the personal foul. The reach in there on Williams. And that bails out De Los Reyes, who is trying to cross up Haggard with a between-the-legs dribble. Lost control. Picked it up, and Williams got her on the arm. Hinkle inbounding baseline right, flips it in for Sienna Brown, top of the key, guarded by Dittlinger. Thinking about driving on her now, works her way into the right block, goes up, right hand off the glass, it's good. Brown making that one look too easy. Just walked her way down, jumped up, and put up a shot. 7-point lead for the Spires. Bearcats going right to left this fourth quarter. McAndrews, top of the key for Macy Williams. Left side now for Haggard. Cut a couple dribbles, trying to find a cutting Dittlinger instead. Gets it up top to Williams. Macy driving in, gets into the block, and she gets fouled by the Spires. Reach and foul coming up here on De Los Reyes. That's her first personal. De Los Reyes, 15 points for St. Mary's. 17 from Ashley Hinkle, who averages just 12 per game. Dittlinger checks out of the ballgame. Macy, Tanya Meyer checks in after getting a good breather. Haggard inbounding baseline left, gets it into McAndrews. Up top for McConkey. Into the free throw line. All the way into the block. Goes up. Shot blocked by Brown. And it comes down to Kiera Tate. Off to Hinkle. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ahead to De Los Reyes. They slow it down a bit. De Los Reyes off right in front of the scorers table, or the media table, I should say, for Hinkle. Hinkle to the free throw line. Pulls it into Sienna Brown. And once again, too easy. A great look inside by Ashley Hinkle. They switched off McAndrews on Brown. Brown with a size advantage lays that one in. 67-58 in favor of the Spires. Haggard right wing. She'll drive in. Pump fake on the pass and call for the offensive foul. Got into the lane, went up, took the contact on the layup, but they get Kiera Tate taking that charge. Now the officials discussing this. We'll see if they might overturn it in favor of the Bearcats, but right now it would be an offensive foul on Haggard. Now they're calling in the third official as well. All three coming in making a call. The official under the bucket said offensive foul on the Bearcats. The one in front of the Northwest sideline said maybe not. Now they call in the one in front of Media Row to talk things out. And now they're going to head to the scorer's table, check things out on the monitor. So maybe they're going to check to see if her feet were inside that ring that's underneath the bucket.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
69-60 is the Spires lead. 69-62, 2:47 to go. Three-pointer on the way from Gianni White. No good. Rebound comes down to Macy Williams. Williams on the right side in front of the Northwest bench. Top of the key, Jalen Haggard left open for three. Haggard off the mark. Rebound comes down for Kiera Tate of St. Mary. Out to Hinkle. Hinkle drives it ahead to Candy Dealer, Taylor Ross. De Los Reyes, excuse me. Now Hinkle near midcourt. Guarded by Haggard. Hands it off for White. 2:15 to go. Bearcats trailing by 7. De Los Reyes, top of the key, gives it off to Brommel. 8 on the shot clock. St. Mary just killing time, trying to get this game over with. White drives in, layup is good. Big bucket there to make this a 9-point deficit. 71-62 is our score. Timeout on the floor for head coach Buck Shield. Let's go ahead and take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Well, sorry about the technical difficulties here earlier in the ball game, but less than 2 minutes to go. 71-62 is this despised lead. The Thanksgiving Classic from Missouri Western. Pull up 50-foot jumper from McConkie. No good. Rebound comes down to White of St. Mary's. Spires going left to right, trying to pick up a win over Northwest Missouri State. Hinkle near midcourt. St. Mary's an up-tempo team, but they have slow things way down, slam the brakes on late this fourth quarter. 90 seconds left in the contest. They're just trying to get this one over with and get out of here with the win. De Los Reyes gives it off for Tate. Tate guarded by Haggard, picks up her dribble. Five on the shot clock. It is Sienna Brown. Brown picks up her dribble. Left side for Tate. She'll force up a three-pointer. Nothing but net. That kind of day for St. Mary's. 12-point lead now after that three-pointer. A contested three, and somehow she got that one to fall. Macy Williams brings up for Northwest. Kick out for Haggard. Open for three. The answer, yes. Jalen Haggard keeping Northwest in it. Another timeout coming up for Buck Shield and the Bearcats. Northwest down 74-62. Another 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here. 74-65 after that three-pointer from Haggard. This one, a back-and-forth game throughout much of the first half. It was 35-35 at the break. St. Mary's outscoring Northwest 21-13 in the third quarter. And so far this fourth quarter has been pretty evenly matched as well. But in the second half, St. Mary's 13-22 from the field. They're knocking down their shots on the other side for Northwest. 9 of 25, they started slow, trying to hit a few here and get things going once again. Myers 12 of 26 from the field. She has 27 points and 11 rebounds. With minutes left to go, they're going to need a lot from Tanya Myers. After that 30-second timeout from head coach Buck Shield, the Bearcats look like they're going to drop some pressure here. On the floor for St. Mary's, it is Tate, Hinkle, White, Brown, and De Los Reyes. And Hinkle throwing this ball deep. It is picked off by Kylie Coleman. Coleman, loose ball, though, diving on the floor, and a foul coming up on St. Mary's. Coleman tipped it away, dove on the floor with it, for it, had it, and as Johnny White, a junior here for St. Mary's, dove on the floor after the ball as well. She picks up the foul. That will send Northwest to the free throw line as they're in the bonus for the rest of this one. And a technical foul coming up. And the technical foul on St. Mary's, not sure if they got White or the coach, but they're arguing the foul call. And really, you look at it, 57 seconds left to go win the ball game. The Spires are up by 9. You get the personal foul, which will give Northwest 2 free throws. You don't want to give the free throws away. And the technical is on Bruce Erickson, the head coach for St. Mary's. But instead of giving them 2 free points, a chance to give Northwest 4 free points as Tanya Meyer knocks down the first of the technical foul free throws. So Northwest down by 9 as this possession started. If they knock down the personal foul free throws and the technical foul free throws, you're right back in it. And Tanya does just that. She has 29 points. Her career high, 34, came against Lincoln last February. So after knocking those down, it's up to Kylie Coleman to hit her 2 and bring the Bearcats back within 5. Could be a huge turn of events as Coleman hustled after the ball got fouled, and then the technical coming up on Bruce Erickson. Kylie knocks down the first. She has 2 points in the game, a chance to make it three with this second free throw. Yes, Bearcats are within 5 points, and we have a timeout on the floor for head coach Bruce Erickson and St. Mary's Northwest. They are getting themselves back in it, down by five. It's like a 30-second timeout. We're going to take this 30-second timeout with them. The Bearcats down five. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
57 seconds left to go in the ball game. Free throw from Tanya Meyer and Kylie Coleman get the Bearcats back within five. Meyer with 29 points on the day. It'll be Hinkle inbounding in front of the St. Mary's bench. Throws this one into the backcourt for Candy De Las Reyes. She gets fouled immediately by Jalen Haggard. Just Haggard's second personal foul, so definitely one you could afford. And the Bearcats also with fouls to give. That is just team foul number three. And that one will send St. Mary's a little back further toward the northwest bench. And once again, back into De Las Reyes, fouled by Haggard. Team foul number four. On the floor for the Cats, it's McConkie, Coleman, Haggard, Meyer, and Williams. Hinkle inbounding in front of the scorer's table. Gets it into Tiani White. She is fouled right away by Kylie Coleman. And White heading to the free throw line. Her first free throw attempts of the day. She has 14 points already. Bearcats within two possessions. Hoping White will miss a couple free throws. As that is team foul number five, sending St. Mary into the bonus. First free throw from White is good. Second one on the way. She makes a vote. And another timeout for Northwest to draw up a play for head coach Buff Shield. We'll go ahead and take this 60-second timeout with them. Bearcats down by seven. You're listening to Northwest Basketball.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
51 seconds left to go win the ballgame. Northwest ball down by seven. It'll be McConkie inbounding in front of Media Row. Bearcats going right to left. This final minute of the fourth quarter. Inbound comes into Macy Williams between the circles. McConkie comes open right side. Haggard comes open left side. Couple dribbles in. Back out Macy Williams. She wants a deep three-pointer. Williams around the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Tate. Fouled immediately. And free throws coming for Kiara Tate. 39.8 seconds left to go. Bearcats need some missed free throws and some clutch buckets. As it'll be Tate heading to the free throw line. Here at Tate, one of two from the charity stripe today. Next ball game up here at the Thanksgiving Classic at Missouri Western. It's the home team Griffins taking on Rockers. Both those teams picked up wins in the first game last night. Tate's first free throw, no good. Bearcats down seven, hoping for another miss here. Shot on the way from Tate is good. Meyer inbounds it into Haggard. Haggard pushing the ball up the floor. 35 seconds left to go in regulation. Haggard all the way to the hoop off the glass is good. Jalen with 19. Inbound comes into Candy Dylan Ross. Gets away from Mason Williams. Quickly fouled by Tanya Meyer with 29.6 seconds left. De La Reyes will go to the free throw line. The St. Mary's Spires have come a long way in the last 5 years. Bruce Erickson, this is his fifth year with the Spires. Year one, this team was 3-24. They haven't had a record above 500 this century. They've struggled a lot, but he brought them up from 3-24 to 12-18, 12-16 last year, 19-12. And this year, they are picked number two in the KCAC preseason poll. And they are up 79-71 with 29.6 seconds left to go after the free throw is there from De Los Reyes. McConkey inbounding baseline right, gets it into Macy Williams. Williams takes it, brings up the core all the way across midcourt, gives it off to Jalen Haggard, fires the three-pointer, too strong, rebound bounces around, comes down to McConkey, she gets up to Williams for three, yes, Macy Williams, a junior from Tabor, Iowa, knocks it down and quickly fouls De Los Reyes with 16 seconds left to go. Big shot there from Macy. She has 5 points in the ballgame. 5 points, four assists, two rebounds. She's only turned over once. She's not a big scoring threat there for the Bearcats, but a clutch shot. Now hoping for some misses from De Los Reyes, but she'll make her first. Candy with 18 points. Hinkle leading the way for St. Mary's with 19. Second free throw is good. 15.8 left. McConkey looking to inbound. Gets it into Haggard. Haggard trying to break the pressure herself. She gets it ahead to McConkey. Pass deflected. McConkey gets it. Brings it up the right side. Down to the block. Goes up off the glass. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Arion Parker of St. Mary. Four on the clock. And Northwest will let things run out here. The Bearcats fall 81-74 as a big win for St. Mary here over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats played well. Showed life on offense. Just not able to come up with the stops and the rebounds against St. Mary when it mattered most. Bearcats now fall to 1-5 on the season as St. Mary's improves to 4-5. 81-74 is our final from the Fairfield Inn & Suites Thanksgiving Classic at Missouri Western. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis. .com.
We're back out at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in Northwest Falls 81-74 in this Fairfield Inn & Suites Thanksgiving Classic. Next game warm-up's already underway as the host school Missouri Western taking on Rockhurst. Bearcats falling this one by 7, dropped to 1-5 on the season. That is a tough loss, but at least you find some offensive momentum heading into the conference season. Northeastern State coming to town on Thursday, Central Oklahoma on Saturday. A pair of tough MIAA schools to start out the conference slate with. Bearcats had a hard time slowing down the up-tempo St. Mary's Spires, but did come out, get some offensive traction from Connie Meyer, who finished with 29 points and 11 rebounds. You get 19 points from Jalen Haggard, but just not quite enough as we see St. Mary's come out today, shoot 26 of 56 from the field, 22 of 29 from the free throw line. Not as efficient as they could be, but Candy De Los Reyes, their leading scorer entering the week in 20 points per game, 13 of 14 at the free throw line, and most of those coming here in this second half as the Spires, they were tied with the Bearcats 35 apiece at halftime. They pull away. late for an 81-74 victory. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with more here in Bearcat Postgame.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, a tough loss for the Bearcats this afternoon as they fall to St. Mary's 81-74. Bearcats fall to 1-5 now on the season. Taking a look at the final stats, Northwest shot 38% from the field in this ball game, while St. Mary's 46.4%. Northwest also finished with 17 turnovers, which is more than what they've averaged per game on the season. Bearcats were averaging 15.5 turnovers per ball game. That balloons up a little bit to 17, and that was a tough 17 for Northwest as it ended up leading to a lot of buckets there for St. Mary's. They were able to pull away and pick up a win over the Cats in this one. Meanwhile, St. Mary's turned over 27 times last night to Missouri Western. They gave it away quite a few times, but not nearly as many as they did just one night before, 15 giveaways for the Spires as they pick up this 7-point win here in St. Joseph this afternoon. Bearcats also able to out-rebound the Spires 39-36. From three-point range, Bearcats able to find their stroke there tonight as well, 10 of 24. On the other side, it was St. Mary's 7 of 17 from deep, and the Bearcats 14 of 18 from the free throw line, so they hit their shots there as well. Just couldn't quite get the big stops down the stretch. It seemed like a lot of times when it was De La Reyes or Hinkle, they were able to come up with some big answers on that end to kind of slow down that Northwest Missouri State momentum. Looking at the Bearcats individually, it was Tanya Meyer, 29 points on 12 of 26 shooting, also 3 of 6 from three-point range, hit a pair of free throws, also 11 rebounds in this basketball game. I believe that's double-double number 3 on the season for Tanya Meyer. She had 12 all of last year. And a good game for Tanya overall. Did turn the ball over 3 times in this one. On the other side, or also up there, leading scorer with Tanya right behind her, 19 points from Jalen Haggard. She had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 giveaways as well, 2 of those coming in the second half. Next leading scorer for the Bearcats, Mallory McConkey, 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting. Also had 3 rebounds and 5 assists in the ball game. Bearcats also getting 6 points from Mallory McAndrews, 2 of 6 from deep. Pulled down a couple rebounds and an assist as well. No turnovers for McAndrews in the ballgame. Another 5 points coming from Macy Williams as she hit a big 3 late to bring the Bearcats back within a couple. 5 points and 4 assists for Macy Williams. Only turnover once as she came off the bench in this one. 3 points from Kylie Coleman. All 3 of those coming from the free throw line. and 2 points from Mele Tupuata, who added in 5 rebounds and turned over 3 times. 2 points from Mia Spillman, who also had 5 rebounds. No points, but 4 rebounds coming in this basketball game also for Kehlani Mayava, coming off the bench for the Bearcats. On the other side, St. Mary led by Ashley Hinkle and Candy De Los Reyes, 19 points apiece. Hinkle 7 of 12 from the field, also 3 rebounds. 4 assists, did turn over 4 times. De Los Reyes, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 turnovers for herself as well. St. Mary gets up and down the floor. They push the tempo. Had some times where they just gave the ball away, but turned a lot of those up-tempo possessions into points as well. 16 points also coming from Tiani White off the bench for St. Mary. 11 points from Sienna Brown. 7 points coming from Sierra Kate. 3 points from Arion Parker. 3 points from Rachel Newquist. 2 from Morgan Brommel. And 1 from Danielle Cassidy. St. Mary, an 81-74 winner over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidElitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
A tough loss for the Bearcats today, 81-74 to St. Mary. Told you kind of going into this one. Head coach Bruce Erickson has done a good turnaround there for the Spires. They went from 3-24 in his first season. A few years later, 19-12 just last year. He's really brought this team up from a bottom feeder there in the KCAC, now picked to finish second in the conference. So a good basketball team. The Bearcats played today here in the Fairfield in the Suites Thanksgiving Classic from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, and Bearcats fall in this one by 7. You do see some positives coming out of it as they struggled scoring yesterday against Rockhurst, a 62-47 loss. They struggled scoring a little bit earlier in the week as they lost to Maryville University as well by 20 points, but able to come out and find some positives there as Jalen Hager did a good job of distributing and also getting her own shot. Also, Tanya Meyer knocking down 3-pointers, but also getting herself open in the post and working hard in there amongst the other physical post players that she has to go against. So Tanya finding some good stuff in there, just cutting down on some turnovers, finding a few more folks that can come out and score consistently with Haggard and with Meyer, because Meyer came into the weekend averaging a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Haggard averaging about 13 points per ball game. She had 13 last night, comes up with another 19 today. But just not enough as the Cats fall in this one by 7. It's time for our extra effort award, and we'll go ahead and pass this one on to Tawny Meyer. She picks up her third double-double of the season after having just 12 last year. doing well in her senior season of getting off to a fast start. Comes up 29 points and 11 rebounds in this one. 3 of 6 shooting from beyond the arc. Also did a lot of work in the post, and hopefully that can carry over as Northwest takes on Northeastern State in the MIAA opener on Thursday. That one will be at home. 5:30 tip-off, 5:10 pregame here on the Bearcat Radio Network. If she can come out and play well, that'll do a lot for the Bearcats going down the stretch and trying to knock off some of these teams early on in the MIAA play and build some confidence as things go along, because the Bearcats open up conference play with Northeastern State Thursday at home, Central Oklahoma Saturday at home. That one's a 1:30 tip, 1:10 pregame, Bearcat Radio Network. After the game against Central Oklahoma on December 2nd, the Bearcats are on the road for 6 straight before coming back home on January 11th against Central Missouri, so that is more than a month without a home game. So you're hoping you find some momentum, find some positives to take away from these next couple ball games. Hopefully come away with a couple wins early in the conference season and set yourself up pretty good before you go on the road for quite the stretch here in Bearcat play. But Tawny Meyer, with what she did tonight, 29 points, 11 rebounds, she ended up finishing just 5 points shy of her previous career high, which was 34 against Lincoln just last February. Good game for her, just not quite enough for the Bearcats, and they're still looking for that third and fourth score to step up and help out Meyer and Haggard. Not finding it today, an 81-74 loss for the Bearcats. Looking elsewhere now around the MIAA, a few scores already final in this one. Emporia State falls to Shippensburg University, playing a classic down in San Juan, Puerto Rico. That one an 88-81 loss to Shippensburg for Emporia State. Elsewhere also, Lincoln falling to the University of Missouri, St. Louis, 68-47. Right now in the fourth quarter, Washburn and Truman State are in a battle. It is Washburn trailing Truman 62-55. And that looks like all the scores going on right now. Pittsburgh State taking on Colorado Mines a little bit later on. UNK taking on Bethel College later on today as well. Fort Hays State matching up with an NAIA school in Sterling College. That one a 5:30 tip-off. Southwest Baptist matching up with Palm Beach Atlantic University. That one being played in Miami Shores, Florida. And, of course, later on here, Missouri Western Women taking on Rockhurst. The Bearcats fell to Rockhurst 62-47 last night. Meanwhile, the Griffins came up with an 80-49 win over St. Mary on Friday evening. That is a look around the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Bearcats fall today 81-74. We'll take a timeout and be back with more here from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball falls again tonight, 81-74, now dropping to 1-5 on the season. Bearcats back in action on Thursday at home, taking on Northeastern State. And then on at home on Saturday against the University of Central Oklahoma. Then after that one, a week from Wednesday night, December 6th, on the road, back here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, taking on the Griffins. That one a 5:30 tip-off for that Wednesday matchup against the Griffins. They're getting ready to take on Rockhurst here this afternoon. Western playing well early on in the season. A big win over St. Mary last night, 80-49, forced 27 turnovers in that basketball game. So looking forward to conference season get rolling and see what the Bearcats have to offer as far as that goes as well. On the other side, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball comes up with an 83-48 win over Missouri Valley earlier today. Bearcats up 52-25 at halftime, and then outscored them again by 8 in the second half as a lot of the reserves got in and got some action. Bearcats now 6-0 on the season. Good start for the number one team in Division II men's basketball. Northwest Missouri State men earlier today led by Justin Pitts, 21 points. Also had 4 assists in the ballgame, only 1 turnover. Another efficient night for Justin Pitts, the NABC Player of the Year, MIAA Player of the Year, looking to make it 2 straight in both of those categories and playing well here through the non-conference slate. Bearcats also getting 10 points from Joey Wittes. He was 3 of 8 from three-point range, knocked down a free throw as well. And Wittes also passing out 2 assists in the ballgame. Bearcats also getting 9 points from Ryan Welty, all those coming from three-point range. 7 points from Chris Ibu and Dow, 7 points and 5 rebounds. He was 3 of 6 from the field, knocked down 50% of his shots, didn't have a bad night, but whenever you're playing the way they are, Dow didn't really have to do a whole lot for the Bearcats to pull away and win this one. Tyler Doherty off the bench, 8 points. 5 points apiece for Ryan Hawkins and Derek Lang. 4 points from Dre Starzl. 2 points coming for Kirk Finley off the bench as well. The Bearcats shot 48% from the field, 40% from three-point range. Also hit 9 of 14 free throws in the contest as well. And shutting down Missouri Valley for an 83-48 win. And this one, Bearcats, just like the women, Northeastern State and Central Oklahoma coming up right around the corner. 2 home games to start the conference slate as the Bearcats, they have been put through the ringer here early on in this one. Wins over Upper Iowa, Northern State, Metropolitan State, Truman State, Washburn, and now Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley and NAIA school, but those other 5 Division II wins are against very good teams. Washburn's on the up and up. Truman State, an NCAA tournament team last year, as well as Upper Iowa. Metropolitan State, always tough, playing up-tempo and pressing. And Coach McCollum always talks about how hard they play. And then also getting Northern State, who you might see the NCAA tournament down the road as well, beating them by 11 in the opening weekend of the season as well. Then, of course, Northwest playing at Duke to start exhibition play earlier on as well, a 93-60 loss to the number one team in Division I men's basketball. But for now, women's basketball, an 81-74 loss to the University of St. Mary. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, now chatting with head coach Buck Shields. 7-point loss this evening, and coach, tough one to wrap up this segment of non-conference play before heading into Northeastern State on Thursday, but you see some positives coming away with the way the offense played this evening.
Yeah, you know, I thought offensively we were a lot more aggressive, especially early in the game. And we kind of hit a wall when we stopped doing what was working. You know, we were getting good post speed, getting good movement with the ball side to side. And then all of a sudden we got to one pass and a shot, or drive and a kick and a shot that we're kind of out of rhythm. And so we got out of rhythm ourselves, and then after that it was an uphill battle from there, because we just continued to kind of dig ourselves a hole.
Rocker State, Missouri Western, getting ready to go at it in the Thanksgiving Classic here from Missouri Western Fieldhouse, chatting with head coach Buck Shearing, talking about Tanya Meyer challenging her, and had a decent game playing tough to post.
Yeah, she did. You know, she was a lot more aggressive today and didn't shy away from the physicality, kind of like what she did yesterday and the other night. And that was one of the biggest things that I talked about with her this morning. We sat down this morning and went through some of the clips from yesterday's game. And the one thing with her is you got to show her. I got to continue to show her, and so she can see what she's doing. Because I think a lot of times in the game, she doesn't quite think about it in the heat of the moment, but then once you sit back and she sees it from our perspective, it's a pretty significant wake-up call. And it's got to continue with her. She has to be that player for us every night. When you've got five freshmen out there and her being our most experienced returner, our most consistent returner, she's got to bring it every night. And that's just part of being a senior. That's part of being a returner, and that's what I told her this morning, that she has to embrace that. She can't run away from that. So hopefully she will use this game as some motivation to continue that into practice, and then as we get into conference on Thursday.
You get 29 points from her, 11 rebounds, 19 points from Jalen Haggard. Going into conference play, teams are going to be looking at those two as leading scorers. Is it kind of looking for that next player down to be consistent as a threat to come out?
Absolutely. You know, we have shooting times and workouts that our girls are supposed to be doing on their own outside of practice. And tonight, after the game, I asked them. I go, I asked them to raise their hand if they have stayed consistent with their times that are in between classes and times outside of practice of when they're supposed to be getting in the gym and getting their shooting done and getting their workouts done, and not one kid raised their hand. And I told them, I go, well, that answers the question that us coaches have been pondering and trying to figure out for the last several games. And a lot of it is having that individual commitment outside of mandatory practices and things like that, because at this level, at the D2 level, especially in this conference, you know, you're not going to win games by being a 3-5 player, by just showing up at your, you know, mandatory team practice. It's not going to cut it. And I was probably the most disappointed in the returners, because not one of them had their hand up, and nothing changed from last year. And last year, they reaped the benefits of that by several of them having good shooting percentages and showing so much improvement from the year before. And so, you know, that was probably the most disappointing to see that. And so hopefully, you know, they will use this as a major wake-up call. But on the other hand, you know, I thought today we competed much better than we did the last few games. We were a lot scrappier on defensively. We communicated more. We played with more urgency. It's just it wasn't overly consistent. And, you know, offensively with our shooting and stuff, when we really needed shots to fall, they weren't there. And so, you know, when you're not putting that work in at game speed and just building up that individual confidence, it's not just magically going to show up.
Well, now things get ramped up as well. A good Northeastern State team and a good Central Oklahoma team coming in to start MIAA play.
Yeah, you know, we've definitely got our hands full. I told the girls with Northeastern State, you know, they were picked below us in the conference, and so they're going to come in hungry. They are going to come in aggressive, and they're coming to our home court. And, you know, what are you going to do to not let that happen, not get beat on that conference opener on your home floor, and make sure that you set the right tone with the start of conference play? Because night in and night out, you've got your hands full every game. There are no gimme games, and everybody has to come out and compete.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again later this week.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head coach. Coach Shield's postgame interview underwritten by Bowling Auto and Truck Parts. Services include braking and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bowling Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. That's going to wrap things up for us here from the Fairfield Inn & Suites Thanksgiving Classic from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Bearcats fall 81-74, but back in action on Thursday against Northeastern State. A 5:30 tip-off for the women. Pregame coming at 5:10 on the Bearcat Radio Network. Big thanks to Kramer Sandstone, our engineer, back in the studio, putting things together for us on that end. In this segment, also underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales, brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hall used imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods, to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Big thanks to everyone involved in the broadcast, and saying so long from the Missouri Western Fieldhouse.